The following program is sponsored by God Shining Light.
Inspirational, uplifting, real conversations with Pastor Dixie Pebworth about things that are relevant to your life today. Presented by God Shining Light Church. Getting real with Pastor Dixie on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We are so glad you tuned in to the show today. It is an honor and a blessing to have this opportunity to speak into your life. Here on the show, we want to deal with real life situations, real life circumstances, and real life problems that people deal with every day in this world. We want people to know more than anything that God loves them and God is for them. He isn't against them. And through God's word, He wants to help people to overcome the problems of this world, to overcome the curse and the darkness of this world. That is why Jesus came, was to help people, not to hurt people. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved." The Bible says, "If you ask, you receive, you seek, you'll find, you knock, and the door will be open unto you." So I want to encourage you to seek after God. Ask Him for the answers to the problems that you're going through, and I promise He'll begin to open up the door to help you. Well, as we get started on the show this week, I always want to give you an encouraging word to get up and go to church today. If you have a home church, you have a home pastor, get up and go and visit them. Be a part of the family of God and get fed today. Allow the Spirit of Christ to fill your heart with His love, His mercy, and His grace. If you do not have a home church, then I want to invite you to God's Shining Light Church. We're located at 9897 East 11th Street. We have two services every Sunday morning, one at 9 a.m. and one at 11 a.m. We also have a satellite church in Skytook, Oklahoma. It is located at 206 East 3rd Street in Skytook, and they have one service every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and a Wednesday night service that begins at 7 p.m. If you're in the Skytook area, get up and go and see if that is where God would have you to dwell, that God would have you to serve. Go meet Pastor George. He would love to meet with you. Let him know you heard about our show or heard about our church on the radio and you came to see what it was all about. I promise you, He'll love you. He'll accept you. He'll welcome you in with open arms. Praise the Lord. If you are in the Tulsa area, we also have a Sunday night service beginning at 6 p.m. live with Pastor Jim. Worship begins at 6, and then Pastor Jim always has a good word on Sunday night. Then on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., we have Celebrate Recovery. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step recovery support program that helps people to overcome their hurts, their habits, and their hang-ups. We serve a meal at 6 o'clock. Main service begins at 7. Small groups begin at 8. Then on Wednesday nights, we have our family night. It's Getting Real with Pastor Dixie Bible Study. Our youth group meets at 7 p.m. We also have children's church and also special classes for adults as well. So come out and visit us. Let us know you heard about it on the radio show, and let us meet you and greet you and love on you with the love of God. Praise the Lord. Well, let's give a shout out to all of our listeners out there that are incarcerated today, those that are in Dick Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, those that are in Eddie Warrior in Taft, Oklahoma, all the ladies over there. Then let's not forget the men at Vanita and at Just Dunn and also at Cushing. I have heard that there is reports that there are people from all of those prison institutions listening to the radio show, them and their families. So let me give a shout out to you all. I'm glad that you've tuned into the show today, and I hope that you hear a word of encouragement, a word to empower you and to bless you to overcome the things of this world. Also, let's give a shout out to our Wings of Freedom clients who help boost this show on Facebook every Sunday morning. Get a cup of coffee. It's time for the show, and it helps us to be successful on this radio show. Also, let's give a shout out to all of God's Shining Light Church faithful supporters who've tuned in to the radio show. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your love and support that helps make this radio show possible. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to get started in the Word today, and I want to go to one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It's in Ephesians chapter 6, and if you have a Bible, go ahead and get it out, and let's follow along if you can. I want to encourage you that every day you want to read the Word of God. Every day, the Bible talks about, "Be not conformed into this world, but be you transformed." by the renewing of your mind. When you begin to read the Bible every single day, the Bible begins to clean you up. The Bible gets inside your heart and it begins to work on us on the inside out. And then the next thing you know, you're doing things that you've never done before. You're enjoying life like you've never enjoyed life before. And you have guidance and direction because the Word of God begins to grow on the inside. So as we begin to read scripture today, go ahead, get out your Bible, open it up to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to start reading with verse 10, and really we're going to go down through this, and this is the whole armor of God. You know, in this world that we live in today, we need all the help we can get to overcome the darkness that's in this world. And as you read this, this is a place in the Bible that you would want to memorize to the best of your ability from verse 10 all the way to verse 18. Now, if you're a preacher or you're going to be a minister of the gospel, go all the way to verse 20. But the main thing is to recognizing God and the armor he has provided for us to be able to overcome the curse of this world or the darkness of this world so that he would empower us and strengthen us and be able to bless us and help us to prosper. We always want to hear counsel from God. And the way you hear counsel from God is through His word. As you hear His word, that is His will. And as you hear His will, you will recognize it by His word. And so in that, I just want to read from verse 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Now, he had just got done going in the beginning of chapter 6, talking about children, be obedient to your parents, talked about parents, honor your children and train them. And he started talking about that, but then he gets to the end. Now, the whole book of Ephesians is one of my favorite books, but it talks about instruction for Christians. It talks about the prayer in chapter 1 and chapter 3. It talks about putting off the old and putting on the new. It talks about what to do. I will say, as you change your life, if you're in the process of change, for every old thing that you put away, you have to put something new inside. And that's really what Ephesians does for us. It transforms us from the inside out. When he said, "Finally, my brethren," he's talking to Christians, he's talking to believers, he's talking to people who know Christ and who have received Christ as their Lord and Savior. He goes on to say, "Be strong in the Lord." He doesn't say, "Be strong in your own power, be strong in your own abilities, be strong to overcome the addictions that you may have, or be strong to clean up your life." That's not what Paul said. He said, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Now, you can only imagine the power of God's might as you read the Bible. First off, you see the miracles in which Jesus performed before our eyes. You see him opening up blind eyes and unstopping deaf ears and healing the sick and the lame and casting out devils. And even in John chapter 11, raising Lazarus from the dead, you see Jesus at work. But then even in the Old Testament, in the power of his might, have you ever sat and looked at all the miracles and all the miraculous performances that God has done throughout the Bible as a whole? I mean, you can start with Noah when he had Noah to build an ark, and it took Noah 120 years before he got the ark built, but he gave him the grace he needed and the power he needed to do that, to fulfill his will, to save mankind. Then you also got the stories of Abraham and the covenant that God made with Abraham. But look at the miracle and the might and the power of God. When Abraham was 100 years old, he empowered him to have a child with Sarah, who was 90 years old. Have you ever thought about the empowerment of the Lord in your body to bring healing to you, to bring strength into you, to renew your youth as it once was? That is the power and the might of God. You go on through the Bible after Abraham, you got Isaac and Jacob, and then you got Joseph and what he did with Joseph. You know, we recently talked about Joseph on the radio, and you know how Joseph went through a lot in order to transform his life so that he could learn how to reign in a manner that was pleasing to God. He had to transform his character. But God had promised that the children of Israel would go into the promised land and be a slave into Egypt for 400 years, and then God would bring them out. Can you imagine the might and the knowledge of God to know 400 years from now what's going to transpire. 400 years from the time of Joseph to the time of Moses that God ministered and dealt with the children of Israel, but he had a plan throughout the whole thing. And then the mighty hand in which he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. Here's Moses being born as a baby, his mother having to put him in a straw crib and put him on the Nile River to push him away because she was supposed to be killing Moses because of the laws of Pharaoh of that day. And in that, instead, here's his mother, puts him in a river, floats him down the river, and Pharaoh's daughter finds him. To where Moses' life, Moses was raised in the best of schools and the best of Egypt. He was considered really Pharaoh's grandson, and considering how his daughter adopted him. But yet God had a greater plan the whole time. In the power of his might, in the power of his glory, God had a plan for Moses to raise up and to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt through a mighty hand. If you ever go back and look at the plagues that Moses helped bring upon Egypt because Pharaoh wouldn't let Israel go, and look how God preserved Israel even in the midst of slavery, even in the midst of madness and chaos and suffering, yet God sustained Israel through all of that until it came to the point when Pharaoh let God's people go. Yes, there was a lot of bad stuff that went on, but God was showing his glory. God was showing his might. God was showing his power unto the entire earth of that time. And it was written, and God had a plan for salvation, just like he had a plan for you and I to come out of the world or come out of the darkness or wind up in heaven through the blood of Christ. God had a plan, knowing that you and I would be living and existing today in 2018. It's similar to the same plan with Moses bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt. God brings us out of the darkness and into the light. God will part the Red Sea for you and I just as much as he would for anybody. When the Apostle Paul said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, in the power of God's might. Has God ever done a miracle for you? Has God ever moved in your life to make a believer out of you? If you're listening to me today and you don't believe in God, or you don't know if you believe in God, or you don't remember an experience or a miracle that God has worked for you to make a believer out of you, I, on the radio today, I challenge you to ask God to make a believer out of you. Ask God to guide and direct you into the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Don't get caught up in religion. I'm not asking you to go and get religious on me. I'm asking you just to believe in a living God who loves you and cares about you, and be strong in the Lord and be in the power of his might. I'm asking you to allow God the opportunity to make a believer out of you. Now, let's say you are a believer, and let's say you have had an encounter with God, and you have had an experience with God, and you know that you know that you know there is a God, and you know he's at work in the earth today, and yet you're in a bind, you're in a bad situation. I encourage you right now, begin to call out unto him, because if he did it before, he'll do it again. That's the God that we serve. That's what he wants us to do in this world, is to be a light shining in a darkened world and allow his glory and his spirit to live in us, to where we have the spirit of life inside of us. You know, as the Apostle Paul said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. As you lean upon God, as you begin to trust in God, one word from God can change your entire circumstances. One word from God can change your situation. But have you ever begun to seek after God for that word, for that answer? I encourage you, I have. God has done miracles in my life beyond measure in many ways. I share my testimony quite often on the radio because that is what God did in my life to make a believer out of me. And he has used it in a mighty way to make believers out of others. When I went to prison in 1987, I had nothing to offer God. I was a mess. I was messed up from the floor up, is what you call it. And in that, I had nothing to offer God. But yet, in the midst of my darkness, in the midst of my mess, at my lowest point in my life, God sent a man to me to tell me, I come here to tell you God loves you. Now, in the midst of my mess and in the midst of my problem, I thought to myself, if God loves me, why am I here? Why did God do this to me? Well, the truth of it was is that God didn't do that to me. I did it to myself. And I have to admit, I had a little bit of help from the devil, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy my life. And I didn't realize that at the time. I didn't know the circumstances or the situations. It was like one day I woke up and I was destroyed. One day I woke up and all of my life had been taken away from me because of drug addiction and alcoholism and because of my wrong choices that I had made. It put me in a place to where they wanted to lock me up for the rest of my life. Whenever a person is sentenced to 80 years in prison, that means society wanted to lock him up for the rest of his life. And let me say this, I knew that I had done wrong and I knew that I had sinned against God, but I didn't think I deserved 80 years. I didn't think I was that bad of a person. But the truth was, I really deserved a lot more than that. But God showed his mercy on me. And I remember one time praying and asking God, God, why did I get 80 years? Why not 5 years? Why not 10 or 20? And God spoke to my heart just like I'm speaking to you. And he said, if I would have got one day less than an 80-year sentence, I would have thought I could have done the time on my own. And I would not have seeked after God with all of my heart. I would not have wanted to seek his face and the knowledge of his grace. See, I needed a miracle from God, and I sought after God for that miracle. You may be listening to me today, and you may need a miracle from God, and I want you to know it is God's will to give you that miracle, and I encourage you to get up and seek after God for that miracle. Do not seek the miracle, but seek after the God of the miracles and allow him to transform your life and prepare you for what he has planned for you. God created you, and God created you for a purpose. He created you for a reason, just like he created me, and he wants us to win, and he wants us to walk in victory. He desires for us to be blessed. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, and I believe God wants to transform all of the abundance of riches from the wicked into the righteous if the people of God would step up and begin to seek after him for the blessing and for the miracles that he desires to pour out in their lives. We serve a miracle working God. And when the Apostle Paul said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, he wanted us to recognize the miracle working power of God. The awesomeness of God, the fear of God is the awe of God. If he created all things in the heavens and the earth and in the seas and all that is in them, and with God there is nothing impossible with him. For him to do, he can move heaven and earth for his children. And there was a day I found out he wanted me to use him, and he wanted to perform his will in my life. And when he did, he wanted me to go out and tell people of what God did for me. God set me free from a $500 a day cocaine habit. God set me free from my anger and bitterness and resentment. He healed my heart. He restored my life. He put me back together. He transformed me from the inside out. I tried to quit smoking one time. I tried to quit cussing on my own. But without God, I couldn't do anything. But as I would seek after him and the knowledge of his grace, as I would seek after him and allow his word to dwell inside of me, it wasn't a one day a week thing. It was every single day. When I woke up, I would begin to cry out into God. I would begin to reach out into God. And every single day, I felt him reaching out to me to get me up and to start me on my way. Glory to God. When the Apostle Paul said, be strong in the Lord, today I'm encouraging you to be strong in the Lord, listen to his word, and yield into his will. And I promise you, he will perform his power. He will perform his might. Whenever you think about all that God has done in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, and you think about the problem that you may have, is your problem too big for God? I don't think so. I think your God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think according to the power of God that's working inside of us. I mean, let's stop and think about it. In the Old Testament with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the book of Daniel, here's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the king is telling them to bow down to him and to worship him as an idol. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "Oh, no, king, we're not going to bow down." And the king said, "If you don't bow down, we're going to put you in a fiery furnace." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "Whether you put us in the fiery furnace or not, our God is able to deliver us. Our God is able to do whatever he wants to do with us because we belong to God." And of course, the story is, they put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, and God delivered them, and he delivered them to where even the smell of smoke was not even on them. This king Nebuchadnezzar looked into the fiery furnace. He didn't see three dancing around. He saw four, and the fourth was like unto the Son of God. Where are you at right now? I want you to know wherever you're at right now, God is there. And God is waiting on you to ask him to move into your life. Or you might have already asked God to move, and now you're having to stand. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Wait on the Lord. He will come. When the Apostle Paul wrote this and said, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might," he went on to say, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the ways of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." In verse 13, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet sod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Now, if you go back through this, and we don't have time on the show today, if you will go back through this, you will begin to recognize some of the things that will help you to overcome what you're going through right now. For instance, he said, "Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Now, have you renewed your mind today with the Word of God? Have you spent some time reading the Word so that your loins would be girt about with truth? What is truth? God's Word is truth. Let every man be a liar, but let God's Word be true. And so you want to line things up with truth. And then you go on and put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, what is truth and what is right? I have a saying in my life, stand on truth, do what's right, and you will overcome. It may take a minute. It may take a week. It may take a month. It may even take a year to overcome. But stand on truth and do what's right. It took me 6 years, 3 months, and 17 days for God to speak the word to set me free. But on January the 24th, 1994, I walked out of prison a free man, and I was free. I had no probation. I did not have to report in to no parole officer. When he set me free, I was free indeed. That's what he said in his word. Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So as you yield into truth, what is truth? What is happening? Then you put on the breastplate of righteousness. Do what's right. What is right in the sight of God in the circumstances or the situations that you may find yourself in right now? Well, do what is right. He goes on to say, "And your feet sod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." He wants you, wherever you go, whatever step you take, to bring peace in your situation. That is the will of God. Then it goes on to say, above all, taking the shield of faith. wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now this here, he said above all, take the shield of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I have sometimes wondered why he said above all, taking the shield of faith. And then I realized that the enemy will always try and throw fiery darts at you to stop you from waiting on God or from seeking God or from standing and having done all to stand, you stand, knowing your God is about to perform a miracle in your life, knowing that your God is about to move and change your situation and your circumstances, and above all, take that shield of faith, knowing God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Remember to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Praise the Lord. I am about to run out of time this week on the radio show. I think next week I may pick up right here where I left off with the full armor of God. But the one thing today on the show, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and He will direct your path unto the place of the miracle that you may need. He will direct your path to restore your life, to empower you to overcome what you're going through, to bless you so that you become the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and that He can use you for His glory. Praise the Lord. Well, I hope you got something out of this show this week. I want you to know God loves you and we love you. God is always on your side. He desires to bless you to overcome the things of this world by the power of the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Always remember, God loves you. Until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is sponsored by Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa, watering made easy by the professionals. Whether your need is commercial or residential, Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa is your one-stop solution. From quote to design to installation, from a broken sprinkler head to a complete overhaul of your existing system, they have you covered. Let them help you with all your watering problems. Do business with the pros. Call today at 918-592-5555 for your free estimate.